Good morning. It's good to see everyone out in the house of the Lord this morning. And thankful for the opportunity to come and celebrate this Lord's Day with you. And we do need to celebrate it, don't we? I was thinking a little bit about that this morning. And Jesus rose on Sunday. And it's our Christian Sabbath that we get to come and worship the Lord and walk in newness of life that He's blessed us with a wonderful opportunity to do that in. And I'm just thankful to have that privilege today, because it is a privilege to come and uplift the name of Jesus. And I just feel blessed today. He's done so much for me, and I've done so little for Him. But I'm going to try to keep working for Him while I'm here. But I do need your prayers today. I need the Lord's help very much so. Without Him, we won't be able to do anything. So please pray for us that He'll receive all the honor and glory, and maybe you'll get something out of this message today. If you would, turn with us to John, some familiar scriptures here. John chapter 15, and we're going to begin reading in verse 9. With the help of the Lord. Again, I do ask for your prayers very much so today. John chapter 15, beginning in verse 9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. And as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call ye not servants or slaves, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go forth, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. That was reading John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. And today I want to ask you a question. And I hope you can search your heart out today and just see if this question might prick you in your heart in a certain way. Are you a friend to the Lord? Have you been a friend to the Lord? Kind of an odd question to ask, but I'd like to expound upon that with the help of the Lord. But Jesus is doing the speaking here, and this is, if you look at the time and the context of where we're at, He's getting ready to be offered up as a sacrifice for your and my sins. And He's getting ready to give His own life's blood and His own entire being over to an almighty God, the righteous judge, because of your and my sins. He's making a way and paving a way for the entire world to be saved through Himself. And He's doing that out of love. And I'm thankful that the Lord Jesus spent time enough with us and His disciples, and He laid some groundwork for us to follow after. But we know that we've got a friend in the Lord, don't we? We know we've got somebody that we can go to night or day, any time of the week, any wee hour of the night. We've got a friend, don't we? We've got someone that is willing to help us, and we treat him so badly. I'm ashamed of the way that I've treated my Lord, and how good that he's been to me in my life, and how we continue to treat him, and that he's loved us so much in giving his only begotten Son. When he talks about being our good shepherd, when he talks about taking care of us and never leaving us nor forsaking us, I believe that he means that. And I believe it is scripture that the Lord wants that we are saved, as he tells us that no man can pluck you out of the Father's hand, because he holds us and He cherishes us and He loves us because we're His children. You see, once you're saved by God's grace, there's a personal relationship that starts with God. Of being saved is only the beginning, and it needs to continue to grow and to blossom into a beautiful relationship with our Lord and Savior. I want a closer walk with Him. I want a closer relationship with Him. Don't you today? Don't you want to be close to the Creator of all the creation of this world? To the beautiful things that this world has and all the things that are therein and even yourself. I want to be close to Him. I want to know Him. I want to know more about Him. You know how you can do that? You can love Him. You can cherish Him. You can spend some time with Him. If you ever just take it and spend some time with the Lord. I mean, just you and the Lord. Oh, you had to do that to get saved. You had to get into your closet and shut the world out. And I can tell you that you might have had a million people around you, but it became personal between you and the Lord when you got saved. Jesus here is trying to get us to understand that we need a closer relationship with Him. That we need to cherish each moment that He has blessed us with. Do you realize that time is a gift that's given to each one of you and me? It's a gift, and it's just a short amount of time that we're here on this earth. And the Lord wants for us to put our priorities in order, and He told us, as we just sung about a moment ago, that He'll take care of the little things. He'll put shoes on your feet. He'll put pants on your earth. He'll give you clothes to wear. He'll take care of the little things. He clothes the fields that are out there, doesn't He, with beautiful flowers and grass. He takes care of the sparrow. He knows if one of them falls, He takes care of those little things. But He has a commandment that He requires of us: to first seek ye the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's funny to think the Lord would still know that the Gentiles some 2,000 years later, we're still going to be worried about those little things, don't we? We worry about the smallest things, and yet if we just focus on the Lord, He'll take care of the little things and allow us to have a better relationship with Him. I want to be a friend of the Lord. There's some men in the Scriptures that I believe were a friend to God. I believe they had a close relationship with God, and I'm glad they did. You will turn with me let's turn to James chapter 2 is where it is. James chapter 2 and verse 23, it says, "And the Scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God." I believe Abraham got saved just like you and I did. I believe he trusted in the Lord and he had repentance and faith like we talked about this morning. I believe he had to come the same way just like you and I do. He believed God and it was imputed, or it was given to him right inside of his soul, unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. I'm glad that he was, because out of that lineage, our Lord and Savior Jesus came. Oh, because the Lord came to Abraham and he told him, he said, "You need to pack up. You need to get going. You need to go seek for a land that I've got prepared for you and for your family and for my son who's coming through your lineage." He said, "Well, I haven't even had children yet." He said, "I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that." And then came forth Isaac. And the Lord provided a way. Abraham was a friend of God. He loved the Lord. He cherished the Lord. He spent a lot of time with the Lord. That's something that we are lacking in our relationship with God, is time with Him. I believe we need to get in this Word and we need to study the Gospel. That's time with the Lord. We need to spend more time praying, talking to the Lord. And what do you mean, preacher? Jesus said for us to keep His commandments. If we love Him, we'll keep His commandments. What was His commandments? That we need to love Him with all of our heart, with all of our mind, soul, body, everything that we have, we need to love Him with. And then we need to love our neighbor as ourselves. If we are concerned with that, we won't have to worry about the slay them aside, and we'll be able to focus on the love. I have trouble with it. I've failed the Lord so many times. You say, well, you're a preacher. Absolutely. We're some of the ones that are most susceptible to sin because of the situation, and people like to put us up on some kind of a pedestal, even though we're just men. We make mistakes too. But you know what? I do love the Lord. And I want to be a friend to Him. I want to be as close as I can to Him. Why? Because He'll speak to me sometimes. And He'll talk to me. He'll spend some time with me. And He'll be the best friend that I've ever had. And He'll be closer to me than anybody in this entire world can be. I've got a wonderful, blessed, close relationship with my spouse. And I love her dearly. She knows that. But she also knows that there's a relationship that we both have to have with our Lord. It's got to be closer. It's got to be, tight. And we need to get back to that. Why is that, preacher? So He can take care of us. The Bible teaches me that the only people that can enter in the kingdom of heaven is they've got to come to the Lord as a little child. Just like a little infant. That they need to feel after Him, if happily they might find Him precious to their souls. And that's just the beginning of salvation. We need to continue of being that little infant child that just trusts in the Lord Jesus for all of our needs and all of our desires and wants. He'll take care of our needs. He may not take care of every one of our wants, but He'll take care of our needs today if we'll trust in Him and be a friend of Him. Abraham was a friend of God. I believe that. I believe he loved the Lord. And even in 2 Chronicles there in chapter 20 and verse 7 says, "Art not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gave us it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever?" The Lord even proclaimed that He is a friend of Abraham, and I'm glad that He was. That He took time to be a friend of him. What'd they say about old Zacchaeus? Whoa, he was such a sinner, man. He was a very short man. I don't know how tall that he was, but we know he had to climb up in a sycamore tree. The Lord had pricked him in his heart sometime or another, and he was concerned about his soul. So he wanted to go see about a man named Jesus. This man that was being a friend to everybody. He was loving everyone. He didn't care what color they were. He didn't care who they were, male, female. It didn't matter to him how much money they had. He still loved them. And so Zacchaeus thought, well, this man, he'll probably even love me. I've been a wretched sinner. Oh, I'm just a wretched sinner. Maybe he'll be my friend. I'm glad that he was. And he called him to come down. And he said, "Zacchaeus, today I must abide at your house." And they all murmured and complained about Jesus and said, "He's going to be guest of a man that's a sinner." Amen, he is. I'm glad that he was going to be guest to a man that was a sinner, because if he wasn't, then where would you and I be today? We're just wretched sinners. Oh, we don't deserve salvation. That's where grace comes in. Oh, we don't deserve anything that the Lord has blessed us with, but He's so good to us, isn't He? Why is that? It's because He's our friend. He is close to us. He loves us. He's greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He loves us today. Loved Abraham. All right, will you? I think you get the point that Abraham was a friend of God. He loved the Lord. Well, there's other men in the Scriptures, and I believe there was women in the Scriptures all throughout. There's a man here in Exodus chapter 33 that we can read about. Verse 11 here, Exodus chapter 33. "And the Lord spake unto Moses." I believe Moses was a friend of God. He was a man. He couldn't speak very well. He was just a normal man. And I'm glad the Lord used normal people like me to accomplish that of His purpose, to please Him, to show His honor and show His glory. "And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle." The Lord spoke to Moses as a friend because he was his friend. Moses loved the Lord enough to step out on faith, to go in front of the greatest man in all the world. It'd be like one of us going before the president, kind of sneaking in without anybody, the Secret Service or anybody seeing us, and going up and trying to talk to him. If they ever saw it, buddy, they'd get us out of there quick, wouldn't they? Not knowing who we are without a background check or anything. But old Moses, he loved the Lord, and he was a friend of God enough to go and beg on behalf of the children of Israel to set my people free. Let them go, because they've got a purpose, and the lineage will come of our dear Savior out of this. And Moses was a friend of God. He loved the Lord. He spent time with the Lord. He did the commandments that the Lord had asked of him. And I believe that he loved the Lord. He wouldn't have been out there for 40 years out in the wilderness. Oh, just dealing with those people. Oh, they were so stubborn. And that's how we are sometimes, isn't it? Oh, the Lord will provide us with food that we need. Well, I want something else. And so he provided them with so many birds they couldn't stand it. And he'll provide us with water. He'll take care of us. But we need to be a friend of him. We need to be about his work. That's what Jesus said, wasn't it? When his parents got a little aggravated with him, 12 years old, and he had been back there talking. I believe he was working on some of those men in the tabernacle. And he was dealing with them in the temple there, teaching, communicating with them. Parents got back there and, "You worried us sick, Jesus. We're worried about you. We thought somebody had got you." And he said, "Wished you not I was about my Father's business." We need to be about the Father's business. We need to love him enough to focus on his work first. Then let the other things fall into place. I'm glad that Moses was a friend of the Lord. I know of another one here in John. John chapter 3 and verse 25. Says, "Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. They came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom." He's talking about Jesus there. "But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease." John had a privilege to be a friend of the bridegroom, a friend of God. He had an opportunity, and you know what the beautiful thing about all these men had that they could be a friend of the Lord was that they were just normal people. Just plain normal people. Oh, they didn't have anything special to offer. Moses even said, "I'm slow of speech. I can't go up before Pharaoh. I just can't do this. I'm just a herdsman out here. I've got cattle and I've got things to attend to. I'm just a normal man." But he said, "You go and tell him that I am that sent thee. And you go tell him that I am that I am." And he went because he loved the Lord. Because he was a friend of God. And he loved the Lord. Abraham did that. Moses did that. The Lord provided for them. And John, he was a wild man. I don't know, it just came to me. I probably shouldn't say it, but I think I need to. Kind of like those men off of Duck Dynasty that are out there with their long beards and everything. That's what I get a picture of John the Baptist, just kind of rough looking. He was out there in the wilderness eating. He was eating that locust and wild honey. And he was out there just rubbing it, you could say. Out in the wilderness, but you know what? The Lord called him out. And he was a friend of God. Oh, we're just plain people here. You've asked me to come and preach for you, and I've been trying to preach since I was a little 15-year-old boy, and now I'm just a little 24-year-old boy trying to preach the gospel. I'm just a normal man, but I sure love the Lord, and I want to be a friend of him. I want to please him, and I want to have a close relationship with him. Don't you today? Don't you want to be a friend to God? Don't you want at the end of your life that somebody can write something about you and say that that man or that woman was a friend of God? I want them to write that about me. If they don't write anything else, he was a friend to God. Don't you want that today? Nothing on this side of eternity really matters except for pleasing the Lord. If you put it in perspective, we can gain all the riches. We can gain all the valuables, all the things that this world has to offer. It'll all burn up. But those eternal things, those spiritual things, they're going to last.
Amen.
Like being a friend of God. Do you love him today? Do you love him? I sure do. I love the man Jesus that was willing to come and to take my wretched sins, take a sinful country boy from Kentucky that didn't deserve anything. I should have just been left out there to rot and die, but I thank God for a man named Jesus who came and hung on a cruel tree to hang my sin and your sin there. All because of what? Because he loved us.
Yeah.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You can be my friends if you do whatsoever things I commanded you. Are you following in his footsteps today? Are you loving like Jesus loved? We need to. This is a simple message today. It's basic, but I sure love to preach about Jesus. Any chance that I can, I love to preach about him. If we can, let's have a song. If you've never known about what it means to be a friend of Jesus, if the Lord's knocking on your heart to seek him for the salvation of your soul, you can come and seek after him. You can know what it's like to be a friend of Jesus. Go ahead.
Our place up 387.
Just as I am. anything else.